Hi, welcome to the Trots Talk podcast for this Wednesday, the 5th of April. Simon Harrison with you. And Amanda Rando, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Simon. It's been a big week again.
And a big week coming up. Tomorrow night, we've got the Carousel final, which will kick off at Penrith. In fact, the heats of the Carousel, which get underway tomorrow night at Penrith.
Yeah, sure do. So it's kind of a warm-up to Penrith, tab.com.au Carnival of Cups meeting the following Thursday. But yeah, this Thursday, they've got a couple of Carousel heats. And the Carousel is just one of those races, Simon. It's a really hard race to win. It's for those sort of C2 to C5 horses. So they're kind of just coming through and just about to step into the big time. So it's always been a tough race to win and always attracts some good horses. Tritons have a few nice ones. Anything for Love is in the first heat. And they've also got a new horse called Myrona Gold, a former Kiwi that's racing in the second heat. And we also see the Craig Cross, Luke McCarthy, trained and driven, Affronte, who's obviously won its last four starts in a row in one of the heats. So, some really talented horses going around in those races on tomorrow night.
And then, of course, on Thursday week, we'll have the tab.com.au Carnival of Cups meeting. Looking to Friday night, big night in Victoria at Tabcorp Park, Melton, the Victorian Oaks, the feature race.
Yes, it sure is. I'll just jump back quickly while we're just talking about Penrith. Sorry, Simon, about tomorrow night. They've also got their PFD Food Services Cup, which is kind of, you know, trainers have used it as a stepping stone to next week's Renshaw Cup, and that's attracted a pretty good field too, with Tiger Tara, who's been racing well for Kevin Pizzuto, Better Than Max, who broke the track record at Bathurst last start. And unfortunately, Yaya's Hotspot is scratched out of that race. But you also have Sean Trey, who's won the Wagga and Canberra Cup. So it's a pretty good field. But yeah, Friday night, it's all rolls into Melton, and there's a few feature races, including the Victoria Oaks final. And it's attracted some really top fillies. Like, there's quite a few New South Wales hopes in there, including She's All Apples, Simon, who she's the second favourite for the race, or third favourite, rather, at $4.80 for the race, and she's drawn well in Barrier 2. And I thought she was really impressive winning her heat. She was the slower of the two heats. She went 157.7, but she reeled off a really quick last half. She went 55.3, and I just think with that sprint lane at Melton, if she happens to, you know, work forward and sit behind a horse like Petacular, the race could be hers. But that's who the favourite is. Petacular, she's $1.70. She was very smart winning her heat. She went 155 and change. And then, other New South Wales horses include Angel in White, which is part owned by Anthony Manton, as well as She's a Sharpie. So, really looking forward to that one, Simon.
Because Petacular, of course, was one of the favourites to win the New South Wales Oaks.
Yeah, she sure was. And produced a really top run in that race too. So she's certainly, one of the top fillies in Australasia this season.
Right, so that's the Oaks. Now, another feature race at Menangle, at Melton rather, on Friday night is the Trot. It's the Australian Trotting Championship on Thunder Road, looking to win again, but not the favourite, though. Sunny Ruby's come up the $3.80 favourite.
Yeah, she was very impressive, finishing second to On Thunder Road last week. He won On Thunder Road, took out the Group 3 Sundon's Gift free-for-all. And I had the chance to catch up with Darren Hancock this week, and he thought, you know, that run by On Thunder Road last week was the horse's best run that he's ever put in. You know, he really dug deep. He sat outside them and just kept giving. Darren said the horse has pulled up really well after that run. And thinks he should go pretty good this Friday night as well. Obviously, he has to face a 20-metre handicap, but so does Sunny Ruby. And he did mark Sunny Ruby as the main danger. So, that should be another really interesting race. We also see Our Over and Nova, who's been campaigning in Sydney the last couple of months. He's down in Victoria now. He won last Saturday night at Tabcorp Park in Menangle, and was formerly with Grant Dixon, now with Shane Sanderson, but then should look forward to going joining the Mick Stanley stables after Friday night's run.
So he's regarded as the best trotter in New South Wales, isn't he, on Thunder Road? A win here would probably see him as, what, the best in the country?
Yeah, most definitely. He was out of the top 20. He was about second in terms of prize money just for this season. But I think following last Friday night's win, he should be about on the top. But I can just, I'll confirm that for you in just a moment.
Now, Saturday night at Tabcorp Park, Menangle. The feature race is the Group 3 Pink Bonnet. And My Sweet Chili, Philly, she's very short here. She's come up $1.25.
Yes, she's. And what's scary, I was reading a story about this filly, and allegedly Shane Trinton has come out in the media saying, you know, she still wasn't 100% yet when she won at Bathurst last start. And I know I spoke to Shane prior to that that win in the Bathurst Gold Tiara, and Shane said that, you know, she's only been about 80% fitness, because obviously she's got a lot of big races coming up, so they don't want to overtax her. And she came out, she went 154 and change around Bathurst, which is just super for a two-year-old filly. And, so she heads into this race. And, yeah, unbeaten in the three starts. It's the first start at Menangle, but she does train on this track, so it shouldn't be a problem.
Now, there's too many trot drivers who have been selected to represent New South Wales in a race series in New Zealand.
Yes, that was some major news for the mini trot participants this week. So two young drivers were selected. Usually it's just one, but Harness Racing New South Wales thought that to keep it in line with the Australian Drivers' Championship, where the leading driver and leading male driver and leading female driver are invited to contest the series. They did the same with the mini trotters. Works a bit differently, though, as there's no sort of premiership tally as such with the mini trotters. But yeah, Gemma Howard-Coney and Andrew Burke were the two lucky ones to receive the news that they were selected to represent New South Wales. They're both 15. And this is their last year of being involved with the mini trotters. So, yeah, really exciting news for those two.
And do you know when the race series gets underway?
Yes, it kicks off towards the end of April. So, and they race at two different racetracks. They race at Cambridge and Ashburton, from memory. So they've got some big things happening. And I know next weekend they have the New South Wales Championships up at Tamworth. So, they've got a couple of big weeks coming up.
So the mini trotters, they use Shetland ponies, don't they?
Yeah, they have a range of ponies from Shetland and, different sized ponies. And kids as young as 5 years old up to 16 can drive the mini trotters. And they're really the future of the sport. And, you know, Chris Geary, who's one of the leading drivers in the country at the moment, and certainly the leading driver here in New South Wales, he came through the mini trot ranks, and so did Amanda Turnbull. So many of our top drivers have actually come through the mini trot ranks. So it's a fantastic way to get into the sport, and, you know, just shows anyone can have a crack at having a drive.
Absolutely. Now, Betabet Black has made it 20 wins at Menangle.
Yes, he sure did. He won yesterday. He's won 20 races at that track. So, look, I don't have the records on me, but I don't think, especially on the new track at Menangle, I don't think there's been a horse that's won 20 at that track. I think he's won about 27 races overall, but, I caught up with Darren McCall, who trains and drove Betabet Black yesterday, and he just said that he just loves the track. And he's backing up again this Saturday night. He's in a free-for-all race. He's drawn out wide again. He's drawn in barrier 10, but, he's got some really fast gate speed, so the draw shouldn't be a problem. He is up against Tiger Tara in that race too, and there are fixed odds open for that race, Simon. Tiger Tara is the favourite, $1.40, but Tiger Tara is also going around in that PFD Cup at Penrith on Thursday, so it'll be really interesting to see how he backs up after that effort.
Okay, and Ultimate Art cracks the $500,000 mark.
Yes, he's earned over $500,000 in prize money, and that milestone was reached at Armidale last Sunday. So last Sunday was Armidale's Carnival of Cups meeting, and Ultimate Art went around $1.08 favourite, I think, in the Armidale Cup, and he won very easily and, pushed his earnings over that big milestone. So, he's been competitive ever since he was a two-year-old. He won the Bathurst Gold Crown. It's great to see that he's still going around and is just as competitive, if not even more so, now that he's a bit older.
So we've got a big week ahead of us, which gets underway at Penrith tomorrow at the heats of the Carousel.
Yes. Sir.
Thanks very much for your time, Amanda. Enjoy the week ahead, and we'll chat again next Wednesday.
Yeah, we'll do. Yeah, plenty to look forward to. So looking forward to it as usual.